James Cragen, west of Road 362, north of Holly Street, being Lot 9, Section 3, Block E, within Shady Dell Park Development. They're seeking a variance from a side yard and rear yard setback requirements, correct? State your full name and address.
Name is Jim Cragen, 417 Apple Blossom Drive. That's in Camden, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
All right, fine.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
I'm requesting a variance on the a variance change on the rear and the right and left sides of the property. The existing easement is 10 feet on the back and the sides, I believe. And I'd like to change to 5 on the back and the sides. I bought this lot about a year ago, and there is an existing old single-wide trailer on there that I'm going to have removed and build a new modular home along with a two-car garage. And it's going to be set. So, as a matter of fact, I have a drawing. I don't know what you folks have in front of you. I don't know if I can submit this, and you guys can look at that.
Take a look at it, see if they
have it. That's the proposed...
They have the same thing.
Is that the same thing?
Well, they don't.
A little bit different, probably.
A little bit different. You submitted this?
Yes.
So, okay, I'll send this down, too.
I don't know if that was confusing. That one might clear up. In order to accommodate the garage on the right, and then the new house to the left of it, and a future outside shower in the back, it might encroach into that 10-foot easement. So I figured it'd give me a little bit of wiggle room to have that 5-foot easement. And then a future deck off the house as well, off to the left. I don't think that drawing I give you shows the future deck, but for now I just wanted to be able to put the house and the garage on there side by side. And that's about it.
Okay. That's what he wants.
Kind of shows some of the
dimensions. The Miller Lewis survey is what was there when you bought it. Is that
correct?
That's what your old home.
That's the old one, right. And what they're passing around now is kind of what I'm going to do now with it.
Okay.
It's a 32 deep by 76 foot modular home.
Right in there now. Okay.
That's what I'm going to put on there. I'm taking the old. What's on there now is a 12 by 60, 1969 single wide trailer.
16,
4802. It's pretty dilapidated.
In improvement.
Yeah.
Are there any questions from members of the board? And Mr. McCabe? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
And you will be putting the garage in there at the same time you put the modular?
No, the modular is going to go on there first, and then we'll do the garage.
What kind of time span are you thinking?
Probably within 6 months, I'm thinking.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, the drawing that you've submitted shows a 12-foot setback on one side, 6-foot on the other, and 14 feet on the rear. That's not your application. Your application is asking for 5 foot on the sides.
Right. Well, the right side's showing 6 foot because we were going to start the garage there. The other side, eventually, we're going to probably put a deck off that one corner of the house there, which will bump it over that 10 foot, I'm thinking. And then the shower in the back is going to push me past the 10-foot existing easement.
We usually don't just give out maximum variances. I mean, we like to be a little more specific as to, you know.
To the exact. Okay. I was, the reason why I was asking the 5, that way it gave me a little bit of a cushion. I mean, if we can change it to, you know, I You mean as far as the back you're talking about, or?
All three requests.
All three, oh.
I mean, if you're gonna set your garage 6 feet from property line, then you only need a 4-foot variance.
Right, okay, I wasn't sure how the.
You need a five.
Right.
My suggestion would be that perhaps we leave the hearing open for you to resubmit a drawing more exact of what variances you'll need.
So you can do it all at one time to help you with.
Okay.
When you submit it to the office, make sure it's exact this time.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Right, right.
Exact variance that you want.
Okay.
Okay. Questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open in case 9909 for the purpose of the applicant to submit a drawing with more precise measurements.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave the public hearing open on case number 9909 to allow the applicant to submit a new drawing with more or precise variances that he will need. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
All right, thank you.